It's always good to be in Ann Arbor.
Well, you have ties to Michigan, right?
Yes, I'm born and raised in Detroit.
And you?
Reared.
I was married to a Michiganer, Tom Hayden, who went to the University of Michigan, editor of the Michigan Daily. Yeah, and I spent a lot of time here speaking on the campus, raising money. And
well, you're here for a cause this week and today as well. Tell me about that.
We're here to support an effort to get one fair wage on a ballot for next November 2018 that would raise all wages, including for tipped workers. It would raise the minimum wage to $12, and it would gradually phase in tipped workers' wages up to the same. So there'd be, like there are in seven other states, only one tiered wage for everyone, whether you earn a tips or not. And we've done this before. We did 9 to 5, which was calling for fair wages.
Here we are on a college campus, a lot of young women here looking up to you two with your distinguished careers and activism. What do you have to say to them?
Now's the time.
Now's the time for what?
Activism.
So what should they be doing?
Well, they can help us support this ballot measure. It's kind of a two-track strategy. You know, in order to get a ballot measure on the ballot, you have to collect 350,000 signatures. So we want to use that process of collecting signatures to make contact with people and talk to them about the issues, what matters to them. The noise you're hearing is chairs moving in a restaurant. We're at Miss Kim's here in Ann Arbor. We have to get all these signatures, so we want to get to know the voters and invite them to house meetings and town hall meetings and begin to educate ourselves about not just resisting and saying no, but what is the yes? What do we want Michigan to be? What do we want to be as citizens? Do we want to live in a state that can shut people's water off just because they can't pay their bills? Do we want to live in a society where women, because they are mostly women who work in restaurants for tips, have to put up with unbelievable sexual harassment and have to work two or three jobs just to barely make ends meet? Is this a kind of democracy we should have? That's not it's not a way to live.
Here, I'll switch her off.
That's always good. Thank you.
No, it's not. She's very concise and direct, and she gets it all said. And I just hate to interrupt her.
She comes in for the laughs.
It's impossible. The whole food service business has got to be revamped in a certain kind of way. You know, a different thing. There are a lot of restaurant owners who have established sanctuary restaurants, which means that it's a totally open, viable environment for the workers to come. They get a living wage. People even give them pensions and all kinds of things. And you keep a tremendous workforce that way when you give them benefits.
Do you think this is an uphill battle? How much work needs to be done before this becomes a reality?
I'm gonna pass that question to Saru Jaraman, who co-founded ROC, Restaurant Opportunity Centers United, which is kind of spearheading with a big coalition this whole effort. Would you want to answer that question, Saru?
Sure. So the National Restaurant Association and here in Michigan, the Michigan Restaurant Association, have always very much opposed raising wages for workers. And in particular, they very much oppose the idea that tipped workers could actually get a full wage, a minimum wage, from their boss as opposed to from the customer. And they love to say, you know, nobody in Michigan actually earns the tip minimum wage of $3.38 an hour. They make a ton of money in tips, when we know actually the median wage for tipped workers, including tips, is just about $9 an hour, that the majority of them are women, that they mostly work at IHOPs and Applebee's around the country and around the state. And so this really needs to change, and there's no reason it can't. Like Jane said, there are seven states that have already done it, including Minnesota next door. So it will be an uphill battle, but that is precisely why it is so extraordinarily wonderful that Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin are here supporting the issue, because they let it be known, you know, by their presence that, in fact, we are on the side of right. This is the right side. And there's one thing happening right now that makes this even more so the right side. The Restaurant Association has gotten together with President Trump and is proposing a new rule that says that any restaurant owner that's willing to pay the full minimum wage of $7 or here in Michigan $8.90 would be able to wholly and legally take the workers' tips for his or him or herself. which is overturning 80 years of law that says tips are the property of workers. Our ballot measure says, would say, if it passes next November, that in Michigan, regardless of what President Trump wants to say, in Michigan, tips are absolutely the property of workers. And so again, between, you know, Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin being here, between the opposition being so wrong, even trying to say we want to steal our workers' tips, it's very clear that we're on the right side of history, that this is the right thing to do for workers, for women, for our economy, for our democracy, even for employers. I mean, we're here with Paul Saginaw from Zingerman's Restaurants, who's a big, avid supporter of this. If he wasn't, he wouldn't be supporting or hosting Jane and Lily being here for this event. Restaurants are the largest employer of minimum wage workers, both the full minimum wage and the lower minimum wage. They're the largest employer of all minimum wage workers. You know, there's fast food workers who are minimum wage, there's kitchen workers who are minimum wage. So it's raising the wage for everybody, including the tipped workers.
I've been accustomed to food service since I was like the candy girl at the Avalon Theater in Detroit. And, you know, selling candy and popcorn and all that stuff, and I won't tell you the larcenous side of that, but I'm just saying I became acquainted with food service, and usually I had fun, but I always loved I loved being a waitress anyway. I thought of my station as my little business, and I waited for people to come in, and I tried to cultivate my customers and get them to come back regularly and sit in my station. And I really went full out for my whole. When I worked at Howard Johnson's, I totally dressed regulation. We had big stiff uniforms that were white cotton, and they were 30s style in New York, and had big puffy sleeves. And the other girls would hem their dresses up real fast, so they had mini skirts, you know. And I wore mine full regulation, great big duty shoes with ripple soles, and a big paper hat with a hairnet. And a big hanky, and then I would duck down behind the counter and I'd say, "Attention diners, your Howard Johnson's Waitress of the Week is about to make an appearance on the floor. Welcome, Miss Lily Tomlin." And then I would go out and I would demonstrate that I was dressed in regulation, and the other kids were totally errant.
It's your beginning of show business. You were welcoming yourself onto the stage.
It has to be achievable. I mean, people who young people are more attuned to this. I mean, really young people, they don't necessarily own the restaurants, but everybody is becoming more empathetic, more understanding of the human race and how we have to give a little to so that everybody has some kind of decent chance in the world. It's, you can't step on people anymore and hope to, unless you do it by oppression, real hardcore legislated oppression. But anyway, and they're kind of headed in that direction. But
yes, it is an uphill battle, because the powers that be, those one percenters, they don't want, see, income inequality suits them just fine. The more uncertainty and insecurity and chaos there is, the easier we are to manipulate. When people are poor and scared and insecure, it's easy to get in there and say, and you know who's the problem? That black guy over there, he's the one that's taking your job and taking all the benefits, or this immigrant. Instead, what we have to do is unify across race and class and gender and everything else. We have to unify, because there's more of us to say we're just not going to live in that kind of country anymore. And that's the other part of our One Fair Wage ballot measure, is building a We the People Michigan movement that will say this is what we want as individuals and as a state, and if you don't support this, we're not going to support you.
I think it's just also important to note, we're not talking about a small sliver of the economy. We're talking about the largest and fastest growing industry in Michigan and in the United States. 1 in 11 Michiganders works in this industry right now. 1 in 2 of us has worked in this industry at some point in our lifetime. So this is the largest and fastest growing industry with the absolute lowest paying wages. You know, what we are seeing in general, as Jane is saying, is growing income inequality because the floor is growing. We're heading to a world within the next decade in which 1 in 2 working Americans will work full-time or more than full-time and live in poverty. And so, you know, we are becoming a nation of haves and have-nots, actually and literally and statistically. And it's because the largest and fastest growing industries, like the restaurant industry, pay the least.
So are you targeting Michigan, or how is it that you both ended up here at the same time?
Well, We kind of go everywhere together. Lily was coming here. She's a homecoming queen, and she's, you know, she's...
I did an event at Ruth Ellis Center last night.
Yeah, and so it happened that I was going to be here also because I'm a friend of Saru's, and I support this issue, and I've been raising money for it, and I said, hey, Lil, let's do this together, and...
I said, sure thing, Miss Fonda.
Now, were you this together before you started your Netflix show, Grace and Frankie? Were you friends?
9 to 5 together. We've been friends for a long time.
And you're about to start season 4?
Season 5.
Season 5.
Yeah, 5.
4's in the can.
We've already done 5. 4 will be out in March, I think.
So here I sit with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, and they're going to be at the Emmys in just a few days.
That's right.
All presenting together?
Yes.
Yeah, with Dolly. The 3 of us are going to present. Is that a secret?
Yes.
And are you guys up for the same award?
Yes.
Yeah, we are. Isn't
yes.
That sad. We're praying for another Streisand Hepburn showdown where we have a tie.
That's great. Well, thank you for your efforts, and thank you for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Good to see you. Thanks for your
time. Thank you so much.